Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
You guys know all about us, but we want to know about you. We know that somewhere in the world, someone downloaded this podcast, but we don't really know that much about you guys.
The people who support this show would love to know just a little bit about who's listening. If you have 2 minutes, it really does only take 2 minutes, you guys. Help us make the show an even better experience for you by telling us more about yourself.
Just go to ListenerQ, that's ListenerQ.com/basic and take the short survey.
You can also give us direct feedback on the show, which we would love to hear. And as a thank you, you'll be entered into a drawing for a $100 Amazon gift certificate.
Ramble.
Pretty Basic.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, I'm so freaking excited.
It's happening.
We've talked about this moment for how long?
Oh, I know exactly how long. 4 months.
You're like, 4 months,
4 months, 3 days, 20 hours.
I'm like, oh, wasn't expecting that.
If you guys didn't know, well, first of all, hi, my name is Remy.
Hi, my name is Alicia Marie.
And
well,
we...
Well, can I take that back? Alicia. I only really go by Alicia. My channel's Alicia Marie. I'm so sorry.
You're a good girl. Go off. Pop off. If you know me, I am the worst at keeping secrets.
No, I don't think they know this.
Loush. Loush can vouch for me here.
That's a nickname. I don't know how it
got. Oh my God, I can tell the whole story behind that if you want. But I am the worst. This has been every day a battle for me to keep this inside.
See, I know how much it is. I don't think they know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me just say this. If you told me a secret and, you know, you said, don't tell anyone, I'd keep it to myself. About me, oh, the whole world. Well, actually, not the whole. Well, you know, a lot of the world. A lot of the internet knows a lot about me that I just can't keep inside. But, yes.
No, well, here's the thing. We had a photo shoot for this podcast, for the cover art, you know, the balloons, the cake, like all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
I think that night, actually, less than 4 hours later, Remy texts me. He's like, when can we share all these? And I'm like, well, Rem, like, we need to hold off for a little bit, you know, like, build some suspense.
No, I can't. You know I can't.
You were so excited. And I was honestly like, oh, my God, I hope she doesn't, like, post something.
No, I did it. Come on.
No, you did it. You did it.
You did it. Good job.
But I'm, you know, I was like, okay, we're just going to have to. Maybe we'll set a calendar.
Every day you check your Instagram, like, squinting, like, please, Remy, please come through.
Oh, my gosh.
I did it. And we're here. And it's happening.
It's happening.
And
no one's guessed it.
I was going to say no one's guessed.
So we've been kind of teasing it, saying that a project's coming up, blah, 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 you know, and a lot of people are thinking it's a tour.
Ooh, I saw tour. I also saw people think that you collabed with me on something with Honey Pop, which is my skincare company. And feel free to follow us on Instagram, Honey Pop Beauty, or buy our kit for $34.99.
Sponsored by Honey Pop.
Thank you.
Yes. And then what else did you see? I saw tour.
That's all I saw.
The collab.
I just saw the collab a lot. I was like, oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, but I've never seen anyone guess a podcast.
I haven't either.
I'm kind of willing to bet I won't even see that. Guess.
At all until you
if
know,
I do
I think so
if
too.
We do we should like if we see a handful like less than five people guess that we should send them something.
We should. Cool. But there's been I'm not kidding, not a single
I haven't
one
seen
yet
one.
But honestly, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't guess.
Like a sign posters. I don't know, something. Like, that would be so freaking.
We'll come to your store and we'll sign your face. You're welcome.
Like, if we had merch, we could give them merch. Oh, we should make merch.
We should make merch.
Oh, my gosh. Pretty basic merch.
Imagine how cute it would be. All pink with, like, sparkles.
there should be a Remy sweatshirt, yes. And then an Alicia sweatshirt.
Oh, my God. Wait. That'd be so funny.
Or it could be cute if you had, like, two friend ones. Once is pretty, once is basic. Oh, but that would be kind of weird, I guess, to wear pretty on. Pretty. I don't know. My design skills aren't the best.
Oh, same. Same here, girl.
Anyways, okay. So how did this even come about? I think a lot of people are, one, no one guessed that it was going to be a podcast. So people are probably really interested to hear that side of it.
So how did this come to be 4 months ago? Again, in case you didn't know, I kept this in. For 4 months.
We know you already got your trophy.
I need my trophy. Anyways, continue on.
Okay, so I remember distinctly, I forget what day it was, but it was in June.
June 17th, 2018. Don't you worry.
So I remember sitting at my newly decorated office, and I was sitting at my desk, which I was so excited to sit there, and then my agent calls me, which we've talked about this, but I'm also really excited to go into this in a later episode of what it's like behind the scenes. Like, again,
Having
a full team. I'm sure a lot of people right now are like, oh, you have an agent? Like, what?
Oh my
God. Why do you need an agent?
I think about that all the time.
It's so interesting to me. I love even hearing other YouTubers' podcasts who talk about that stuff. And I know the world. So, like, I can't even imagine not knowing it. It just really interests me. But, yes, another episode. Anyways, my agent calls me.
Shout out, Greg.
And usually when your agent calls you, it's something big. Like, they usually text or email or whatever. But when it's a call, it's like, call.
It's something. Something's like happening.
Yeah. So I answer, and it was so to the point. I loved it. He goes. Random question. Hear me out.
That's so him.
Yeah. What do you think about doing a podcast with Remy? And honestly, my initial reaction was, oh shoot, I don't know if I have enough time. You know, maybe if we like pre-film it or something like that. But then I was like, I don't want to pre-film it. Like, you know, I want it to be real and stuff. So. Then the more I was thinking about it, though, I had never, ever wanted to do a podcast because I think I'm boring by myself. But when he mentioned you, it was the first time I could picture it, and I knew it would do so well because you're one of the few people who I can talk like this with.
Yeah.
Like, I just, I don't know, I just like.
It just, for some people, I think just like some friendships, it just happens.
Well, also, I think, I don't know, because I am introverted. But at the same time, I'm not.
I think people don't really know how introverted you
are. I'm shy.
Yeah, she is.
I really am.
I am too.
Misconception.
A little bit deep down.
But I read an article one time that basically said I'm a socially outgoing introvert. And I was like, that makes sense. Because within people that I feel close to and I know, I'm very outgoing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how the internet sees me because I feel comfortable with my camera and stuff.
Yeah.
But when it comes to real people, like, daily in like meeting someone, I'm like,
It was so cute. You were in Greece and you were texting me or messaging me, and I was like, how's it going? You're like, I'm so nervous, there's so many people. I was like, my baby, I'm on my flight, I'm coming.
You had a canoe coming up to the yacht trying to save me.
You know I want to.
Are you crying?
I'm actually crying. Everybody listening, I am like not sensitive. I'm not emotional.
She's cold.
Sometimes I'm like, hello, like, is the faucet broken in my head? Like, why am I not crying right now? I watched Coco, dry eyes. I was like, what is wrong with me? So anyways, more recently, I've been in my feelings. I texted her out of nowhere the other week, or I think a couple days ago. I was just like, hey, I'm really in my feelings lately. Nothing else. No context, just that. She was like, Are you okay? I was like, I sent a picture of me sobbing.
Literally sobbing in your Range Rover. Why is that so funny?
Ew, I hate myself. I was hysterically crying. And also, I'm the ugliest crier as
a
baby.
No, you're a Kim K crier.
Kim K is the ugliest crier
ever. But it's so, like, funny, cute. Like
my face
remember,
is like a oh little, God, like, Cheeto Puff.
The first time I saw you crying like that, I remember you were, like, sobbing, and I, like, almost laughed because it was so cute. Your lip was, like...
Oh, exactly. No, my chips are, like, an upside-down Cheeto Puff. Yeah. It's just, like, when
but
I was a
so
kid.
It's so cute.
I can't help it.
I felt bad because I was, like...
You want to laugh.
Nikki's the same way. Ask her. She's the exact same way. And I would feel bad because I would, like...
You want to laugh.
And then I felt so bad. But then I remember... her, one of her parents like said the same thing to me, my and I was like, "Oh my gosh, too. Okay, I don't feel bad anymore." I love her, but she knows. She knows she is. You guys have the same face.
Oh my god, it's I love so that funny. For us.
Love it.
All right, we really went off topic, but going back to it. So Greg calls you.
Yes, he calls me, and then basically he asked, "Oh, do you want to ask Remy?" Oh wait, no. I'm going
to
call her.
He does that to me all the time, too. He's like, wait, this. No, just kidding. I'm going to do this. I'm okay, do whatever you want, dude.
So I hang up the phone with him, and then I'm waiting for you to text me because I figured you would, you know? And so what happened from your end?
What if he called me? I was like, yeah, no.
And then I hear nothing all day, and I'm just like, oh, I guess I was
I never bring it up because I said no. Yeah. So I was driving, and I was with one of my friends from high school. We were having a nice little LA day. We went on a hike up on Runyon. It was cute. I sweat a lot. And then I check my phone, and I get a text from Greg that says, hey, do you have a minute? I'm like, yeah, what's up? So he calls me. I'm outside on Melrose by Moon Juice, by that ugly rock on the side of the wall.
The huge rock.
If anybody knows. Place. Yeah, I remember walking by being like, why is there a rock? I mean, it makes sense. It's a Moon Juice, but still at the same time, I was like, ugly. And then I check my phone. Oh my God, we're never going to get a sponsorship from them.
I was just going to say, sorry, we love you.
I really do love your green juice, I'm just saying. But, oh, and the dusts, love. Anyway, so he calls me and I'm like, hey, what's up? And he's like, so, question, podcast with Alicia. And I immediately, without even thinking, I'm like, yes, absolutely. Like, so down. I was like, when are we going to ask her? And he's like, oh, I already did. She said yes. I was like, amazing. But I also caused a little stir with myself because less than 24 hours before.
The day before?
Literally the day before. Okay. Like maybe 12 hours before. I was with my managers and they both were like, hey, so thoughts on a podcast. A company has, reached out. They want to work with you, blah, blah, blah. Without even like thinking, I was like, no, sorry, not into it, not me.
So then how did the call go?
And now I'm here.
How'd the call go when you told them you wanted to do it?
So I called them and I was like, well, Greg was like, do you want me to talk to them? Do you want to talk to them? And I was like, I need to do some damage control and I will get back to you. But so I'll take care of this. So I call them and I tell them, I'm like, so remember, actually, I felt really official because I texted both of them. I was like, okay, we need to get on a call right now.
Can we schedule a conference
call? Literally. We get onto the call like 20 minutes later. And I'm like, thank you so much for joining this conference today. I'm so glad that I could get us all together to talk about something so serious. And I was like,
so confused.
They were like, what do you need? What do you want? And so I was like, you know how yesterday I said absolutely definitively no to this podcast idea? Well, turns out I've had a change of heart and I'm going to do one with Leisha.
You're like, and I already signed the contract.
Exactly. It's done. Signed, sealed, delivered. We're doing it. And they were so sweet though. They were so into it and they're so great and let me do whatever I want. They're like, as long as you aren't overworked, like do whatever you want. So I was like, perfect. I want to do it. And it was great.
I feel like everyone, including our managers, including our friends, and like it took them a while to like get us.
Oh, completely.
Like everyone in my
even
life,
even subscribers, too.
Even subscribers, everyone.
They, you know what I will say, I understand why.
I get it
because you and I, we're not like this on our channels together. Very rarely are we even, like, we don't do videos and stuff together, honestly. We just do our own thing.
Yeah, not that many.
And if so, it's, like, us dancing in WeHo. Like, nothing. You don't really get to see our personalities.
New York. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And it's very, like, you do your vlog, I do my vlog. But I think this is going to be great because I think that our friendship is a little bit misunderstood.
Oh, fully.
Sounds so dramatic. So 2008 Avril Lavigne. But it is true. I think that people are going to really get to know us and our friendship, our dynamic. And I think it's going to make a lot more sense for people, even like our closest friends. When we, in the beginning would hang out all the time, things like that, people would be like, oh, I don't really get it. Like, I don't really understand how you guys got so close so fast. Mm-hmm. But then as soon as they hang out, every single person, really? I'm not kidding you guys, every single person's like, I get it. After like an hour of hanging out with us, every person. So I think that's really special.
I think it's because we compliment each other in like good ways,
I'm disgusting.
I think it's because we compliment each other in good ways. But also, like, I'm just excited for people to see that side of us, like this side of us, honestly, because this is so different than talking to a camera.
Yeah.
Even vlogging during, just vlogging in general together, it's different because there's no pressure of like, oh, does this angle look right? Oh, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's us sitting and talking.
Talking.
And the fact
I
that
look
we can.
So
I was
going right
to say
now.
We can roll up in sweats.
In sweats and a bun, no makeup. But it's so funny, though, because I think that I've been trying to come up with why it feels so different, but I don't really know how to explain it. I feel like you have to be a YouTuber and make videos to understand how different this feels.
I don't know. I think they can hear a difference.
I hope so.
You know? Yeah. So maybe they don't feel a difference because we're the ones doing it, but I think they can draft. It's just the difference from a main channel and a vlog channel, it feels different.
Yeah,
and
that's
it,
true.
It looks different. So I feel like they can totally understand. Like seeing this dynamic between us too.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I can't wait for we can talk about stuff we don't talk about on our channels. Like, for instance, like boy drama.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
We could talk about, yeah, like the struggles, things that people don't really know about our lives, which we are YouTubers, so that's our lives.
But also not like censoring us so much. I feel like with YouTube, especially having a bigger audience, it's so easy to feel like you really have to censor yourself. You don't want to offend anyone. Yeah. And like the one thing I am happy about with this is, of course, we're not looking to offend everyone. You know what I mean? That's not the point at all.
Let's see how many people we can offend.
Not the point at all. But I don't know, to not have to worry about that or think about that. And that this is just us. You know, obviously we've grown up a lot. I feel like even the past year, and just to be chill and talk with people and big sister advice.
Oh, what I love is that I can feel myself every day becoming more self-aware. I think self-awareness is so important. And that's something I've realized recently. And I think that this will be great. And I would love to hear the progression as this goes on of how much I'm learning about myself, how much you're learning about yourself. And I just think that's going to be so cool. It's like a vlog, but having longer form content is cooler. This is going to be like a 30-minute app. I don't know.
Oh, I love listening to podcasts. Like when I'm driving, when I'm just chilling. Like, and it does feel like you're in the room with them. So, you know, I want people to feel like they're sitting here in this room with us just talking about anything and everything.
Yeah.
You know, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Honestly, we're doing this weekly, so I feel like every week I'm going to come in with a new problem and I'm going to be able to talk it out, and then I can look back on it, listen back, you know.
Yeah, however, it's almost like a diary.
It really is.
That's how I view a lot of like channels, like my channel and my vlog channel and stuff.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's talk about first impressions of each other.
Yeah, and like our friendship in general. Okay,
yeah.
So, here's the thing, and I think this is why a lot of people were kind of confused by our friendship more so too, was because we've known each other for so long.
Yeah.
Honestly, we used to live super close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there was events like 4 years ago that we both went to. I think that was one of the first times I met you.
Yeah, I remember
the
day I met you.
Dark hair.
Yes.
Like really, really, really dark hair.
Full circle.
And I was wearing this orange strapless dress.
Ooh, love that for you.
And I had dark hair.
Love. Long brown hair. Oh my God.
I mean,
God.
It was like medium.
My hair doesn't get that long, but that's right. I was wearing a Topshop crop top and a white circle skirt. That's when circle skirts were in.
Like circles. On. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've always seen each other, but we never really talked. But Mia was the one who, because you guys lived in the same apartment.
Yes.
So then once you got closer to her, I feel like that's when we kind of started hanging out.
Yeah, totally.
So one of our best friends, Mia, if you guys don't know her, Mama Mia Makeup. Yes.
Shout out. Follow her on Instagram, Mia Stammer.
Love you. So you guys lived in the same apartment complex.
Yes.
And I remember she was getting close to you, and I remember feeling like we would be good friends.
Yeah. I thought that for a long time.
Even before, you guys lived in the same complex and stuff, but there would be – I've told you this. It's so funny. There would be times that – I'd be hanging out at Mia's place, and she would be like, oh, I wonder if Remy's home. And deep down, I was like, oh my God, I wonder if Remy's home. I really want to hang out. Like, we're not close yet, but I feel like we're going to be close one day, you know?
I had no idea.
Yeah, I distinctly remember. And then there'd be times that she'd be like, oh, she's not home. And I'd be like, oh.
It's
but
cool.
I was too. I was too nervous to reach out to you separately. Like that was the only way in my head I would have hung out with you.
I felt the same way too.
So that's why I was so like, oh, like it's okay.
Oh, that's so cute. Well, I love that Mia's so supportive of our friendship too.
Oh, she's so supportive.
Like it's the sweetest thing in the world. It makes me want to cry.
The emotional.
Every
one.
Episode, I'm gonna cry. But my first impression of you was.
Oh no.
I tell her this and she cringes.
I'm genuinely sorry.
Let me tell the story and then you can apologize after.
I just wanted to say beforehand.
It's really not that bad. It really isn't.
No, Rim, it is.
I walked up to her at this BeautyCon party. We were at The Line Hotel in Hollywood.
Wasn't it the Standard Hotel?
Shoot, I get the two mixed up. Okay, Standard Hotel, rooftop, beautiful day, gorgeous weather. I'm like, oh, this is my time. I'm going to talk to Alicia Marie. I walk up to her. I'm like, hi. I was like, what can I talk about?
I remember this.
I remember in my head walking up. I was like, okay, I can congratulate her on 100,000 subscribers, and I can talk to her about Riverside because that's where I went to college.
Our side.
And so I like was like, okay, I have things to talk about. Great talking points. So I walk up, and I'm like, hi. I just wanted to say congratulations on 100,000 subscribers. You were sitting on this white chair, I remember. And you were like, oh, thank you so much. I actually just hit 250,000.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry.
But you think the thing is, I wasn't fazed at all. I was
you
like, girl,
been.
You go. That's
no.
awesome. That's
if I went up to someone that I really like liked, like like admired, liked whatever, and they said something like that, like, oh, congrats on hitting 1 million subscribers. Like, actually I hit 2 million. I'd be like, okay, unsubscribing. So I am so sorry.
Myself and my 1 million accounts I made for you are all unsubscribing. I honestly was not fazed.
I think
it's so funny because you're so cringy about it. Like,
because that pisses me off.
Like, I hope you said it to someone else too and they hate you, but I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. I don't think I ever would have said that again, hopefully, but who knows? Oh my gosh. I just, to me, I hate when people are like that.
But the thing is, that's not you.
But I know I didn't mean it that
way.
I was just
not.
So excited. I'm sure I was waiting for someone to mention it to me, and I was just like, I hit 250. Like, is anyone gonna say anything?
My plaque's already up on my wall.
Oh my God. That was around the time when my channel started growing.
Oh my God. To go from 100,000 to 250 before I could even notice it? Like, that's a lot.
I remember that was around that time, and I was so proud of it.
You should have been.
Because it was the same. It was the first time where people, like, in the industry, work-wise, you know, like, managers and that kind of stuff were finally, like, noticing me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so like, oh my gosh, it's my moment.
It's huge. I don't think that you should be as hard on yourself about it as
I'm
you are.
I'm just saying. It's cringe.
I thought it was cute.
If you're a YouTuber, don't do that.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Note for other content creators. But that was my first impression of you. And now we're here sitting at this table recording our podcast, Pretty Basic, together. You can listen on Apple.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
You guys,
it's our first week and we already have our first sponsor.
Big shout out to Robinhood. Thank you for believing in us. We love you.
In case you didn't know, Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission free.
Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Also, just being super honest, I've always found stocks really interesting and I've been fascinated by them, but at the same time, I think they're really intimidating and as we all know, I'm really bad at math, so I've always just kind of stayed clear from them.
But what's great is Robinhood has super easy to use charts and market data. You can literally place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. And one of my favorite things is the fact that you can actually view different collections, so you can search them by 100 most popular or different sectors like entertainment, social media, whatever interests you. You can even do female CEOs, which I think is pretty cool, and analyst ratings of buy, hold, sell for every single type of stock.
And Robinhood was nice enough to give our listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at basic.robinhood.com. That's basic.robinhood.com. Okay, fun game time. Let's keep it interesting. I want to share something that people don't know about you, and then you share something about me to everybody. Expose
Fun.
Me. Do it. Oh Rip
my God.
It off.
Do. Exposing time.
Oh my God. This should be a segment.
It should be a segment.
I love this.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to go first? Do you want to go first?
Go first.
I go first. Oh yeah. I proposed it, so I will. Probably should have had something ready if I proposed this game time. But okay, I'm going to say this. It's a two-part thing. One thing goes with the other, though, so I'm just going to say it. Anyways, you are the most supportive friend.
Oh my God, thanks.
For everyone who doesn't know, Alicia's like so non-judgmental, and I've told you this before. We have a lot of emotional conversations,
we
and
do.
I've cried about this. But she came into my life at the – I think timing really is everything.
I would agree.
It is, and I think that you came into my life when I needed you most without even recognizing it, especially as we got closer and I needed to lean on you more and more and more, and you've been there for me throughout everything. And we can go into all this stuff.
Oh, I hope we...
We're going to go off.
Roller coaster of a ride.
Yes. So
another episode.
We could talk about... Oh, my God. Imagine my, like, love life episode.
Oh. No, it's happening. Like, even if I'm leading the whole thing from my perspective, it's happening.
I will say, nobody knows every detail of my love life like Alicia does. She's been strapped on this roller coaster of a ride for the past year.
It's the roller coaster where they have the overhead.
Oh yeah,
lockdown.
And we're both right next to each other. She's strapped in. The thing is, none of the guys know, but she's right.
Yeah,
there.
They think they're next to you.
Oh, they're dating
they're behind
both of us.
All of this.
So I will, but I have no problem telling you everything. Oh, side note, she is the best third wheel I've ever experienced.
I'm not gonna lie, I really like
pride
myself. About
I know
that.
You do, so I'm telling everybody so that they can applaud you for it because I've never seen anything.
Oh,
like
I should
it.
Start a business like an app where I can be in a professional third freaking wheel.
You just show up like an
I could
Uber
make so much money. Yeah, like Uber or whatever other apps like that.
Oh my God.
What should it be called? Third wheel? Perfect.
Oh, right to the point. We love that for you. I think
oh
that
my gosh.
Is so funny though.
Someone can take my idea. It's okay. Go ahead.
No, don't
make your millions.
No, patent it right now.
Should.
We'll patent it before this episode comes out.
Can we
don't
get
worry.
That patent? I'm just kidding.
Where's your lawyer? See you in court, sweetie.
Okay, can I go now?
Yes. Wait, I wasn't done loving you yet.
Oh my
I was
God, wait,
keep going.
Keep coming.
I was
coming. Go ahead. Okay.
Okay. Yes, best third wheel ever. And just so sweet. And anytime I do anything bad and I mess up, you're always just like, it's okay. Like, we're going to get through this together. And it means a lot. And also, I will say, I let people walk all over me.
Yeah.
I'm just
she
like,
does.
I'm a doormat. Please kick me in the face. Like, let's do it again. Do it again. So, and a lot of times I justify a lot of people's actions. I'm like, it's okay because of this.
But if it was me, you would be pissed off.
I know.
Well, if see, it was, and that's what bothers me.
That's the thing.
I do. Because you're just such a helpful You love helping people and fixing things. But when it comes to yourself...
Kick me in the face.
Exactly.
Well, you are really good because you get passionate and you're very principle-based. And so you remind me a lot. Like, no, Rem. Like, you shouldn't let this happen. Like, why are you letting this person treat you like this? Or why are you letting this happen? Even with work stuff and things like that. So I really appreciate you. And I love you.
Oh, my
like
gosh.
Like a sister.
I wasn't...
Lilas.
What's that acronym? Love you like a
sister.
Love you like a sister. That's if you
Hags.
Didn't know, that's what Lilas means.
Shout out Jackie Schimmel. Love you, girl.
Well, I don't know how to follow that up.
That's just my love letter to you.
Oh my gosh, something no one knows. Okay, honestly, for real though, like this isn't as lovey, but I do love you. But
it's fine.
Something that people really don't know, and I'm really, really hoping. I've said this for a while, even to like Mia, to other people. Like I hope. Your channel one day sees how hilarious you are. And even like, I feel like people listening now are seeing this side of you. And it's not, this is, we're just like scratching the surface. Like,
yeah.
This isn't even you really yet, like being funny, you know?
Yes.
Like, but sorry, that made no sense, but you get it. Like, you're hilarious.
Thank you so much.
Like, your
much.
Captions for your Miss Remy bloopers account
is, plug,
I couldn't
me.
Do that, though. Like, that comes so natural to you. So you probably don't think you're funny, but it's so funny.
Well, thank you. I love this. Something I realized the other day is that if you have my sense of humor or something similar, it's funny. But if you don't
if you
get
did.
It, oh, my God, I understand why people hate me. Like, it's obnoxious. It's not funny if you don't think it's funny. And I will completely own up to it. I thought about it.
But, yeah.
It's
yeah.
true, right?
Well, I would say the thing is it comes down to people knowing that deep down you're joking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With most, are you joking?
Nate? No, I'm just kidding.
No. So we would always joke, like when we first came up with the name Pretty Basic, we're like, oh my God, perfect. It's because we're pretty and we're basic.
Basic.
But like deep, we're so kidding. Like,
oh my God. No.
We look fetus right now.
I look, she texted me on the way here. It was like, are you wearing makeup? I was like, I look disgusting. That was all I said back. I look disgusting.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think that's what it comes down to is deep down, it sounds so like stupid and superficial, but it's, you're joking.
Oh
down.
Yeah. And I think just just being aware. And like if someone were scrolling through Apple Spotify podcasts, wherever you're listening to us, you're scrolling through and you see our picture and you see the words Pretty Basic. Like I could see a lot of people getting turned off, honestly.
I don't see, but when I first heard Pretty Basic, I thought of it as pretty basic. I forget. I don't
like
know
we're
what the,
basic. No,
yeah, saying it's pretty basic, yeah. Not like pretty.
No, exactly. But I could see people that don't like us being like, oh my God, they're so
do
just
people
narcissistic.
Not like us?
Oh, girl.
Great. You got some hate pages.
People,
we should do an episode where we read your hate comments.
Oh my God. Do you want me to cry?
No,
again?
I will freaking.
I'm on the floor.
No, because, no. We, oh my gosh.
People have been really mean to me, but I'm okay.
But it's comical now.
It's
like the
funny
first
now.
Few, it hurt a little.
Oh, girl, it hurt a lot. Now, I get it. That's the thing is, I feel like me reflecting on myself and understanding, like, okay, I get why people don't like me. Like, I'm still going to keep doing me, keep being me.
Love you,
exactly. What is the phrase? I say this all the time, but even you could be the ripest, juiciest peach, and there's still going to be people that don't like peaches.
Or that are allergic.
Oh, God. That's just a genetic thing, though.
I'm kidding. Okay. So I think that actually, like, kind of ties into the fact that, you know, what we do and putting everything out there, it's just, you know, it's hard, but that's normal to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But getting all that those hate comments, it's easy for people to comment thinking we don't see it, but we do see most of it.
Oh, I see most of it. And I will say,
you see it all.
I do, and it hurts a lot.
But it's just, it's so annoying because it's, I don't know why anyone would ever want to do that.
It's really hard because, well, yeah, that's true. And one thing that I reiterate to, first of all, myself and to everybody else, is that when you're, like, the happiest and you're on cloud nine and things are just going great for you, the last thing you think to do is to bring someone else down.
Yep.
So once I realized, okay, these people hurt people, hurt people.
Hurting people hurt people. That's one of my biggest
It's true.
Phrases, things.
And so when they're commenting that there's, you know, something either going on with them or whatever it may be, but you just have to kind of keep doing you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've learned. But I will say something that you and I both do that or both have done rather is we've kind of painted ourselves to we obviously we're not perfect but we don't share the downsides or like you know when we're going through a bad day and things like that on YouTube so we've created these personas or our brands are based on us being happy and go lucky and like bubbly
and
all the time.
Yeah. And especially right now, the whole trend of being real and all, you know, the truth about me.
Yeah.
Not, sorry, Nikki, not you. I meant like in general, there's this trend of saying, you know, the real me kind of stuff, which your girl did it when she took a break. But the point being of before that, though, I think people forget that, you know, we were a part of this lifestyle genre that you were meant to be perfect.
And you were supposed to saturate your videos to the point where your eyes burned off
50%.
Your face.
But luckily, when you have brown hair, it doesn't oversaturate. But when you dye your hair blonde,
you look like a troll doll.
You have to desaturate that.
Yeah.
So, and back then, we would upload videos like Tumblr goals and all of this stuff. And I didn't realize how much it actually hurt me because the next thing I know, I'm putting off this idea that I have this perfect life. And us out of all people, like, we're so chill and not just, like, naturally Tumblr goals. Sorry
oh my
to
God.
Speak for you,
no,
by the
no,
way.
It's true.
But I think that's why people also feel like they can really relate to us and connect to us because I think they know, even when they see, I'm sure, me trying to look like a fashion blogger, a perfect fashion blogger on my Instagram, they're like, Alicia, we know that, like, you're
same,
not really like that.
Same.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'm kind of excited. I'm really happy that everything's moving into that direction of more real stuff because, honestly, we would put up such false ideas of, oh, this is my perfect bedroom with twinkle lights and when I fall asleep, there's twinkle lights and just, like, it's so pretty and it's just
how
not
I curl
real.
My hair and I'm making my room decor and it's just like perfect.
Yeah, but I loved that content and I feel like one of the biggest things was back then when people would say you're the same person on camera and in real life, that was the biggest compliment to me and I loved that. I even prided myself on that because I loved that where I felt like a lot of other people, they just put on that persona because it got views or whatever, but I was just like, no, like I love this so much.
Yeah.
But I will say, even Nikki and I have talked about it, how in the long run it almost hurt us because now we're so used to having to talk, hey guys, so now I'm going to be doing, like, we're
intro,
just intro,
then
body, and then
outro.
Yeah.
And slate.
Yeah. And I've talked to so many YouTubers about this, and they all agreed of people who did that genre and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's because we tried so hard. We're now, I will fully say, I still have to tell myself when I'm filming with the Canon 5D, which is a big DSLR, more professional camera. I have to physically tell myself, this is your Vogue channel. Like, I have to say that to myself so I act more relaxed.
Wow.
Which I think that's from the years of being like, hey, guys, so, oh, my God, we're going to do that. And that, it's just, sorry, I went on a rant right there.
No, let it out. Pop off,
but
sis.
Yeah.
I think that you and I in particular, from our whole, we have like a big friend group of, you know, when we all were doing the lifestyle videos at that time. And everybody has done a really good job at kind of figuring out what they
want to do now.
And yes, they do it. But the thing is, what's different between you and I think, is that the content that everyone was making, we've heard from all of our friends, like, they didn't want to make that. It was because it was trendy. It was because, yeah, views and subscribers and things like that. But you and I really just liked making that content. Mm-hmm. And so I think that kind of, not that that set us back, but also we are, we've said this before, we're late bloomers.
Yes. And honestly, can we talk about that?
Yes. We could do a whole episode on that.
Whole episode.
Roller coaster of a ride. So I think by doing, like, all of this mixed together, and just within the past year, I've grown a lot and learned a lot. Even the past, like, 3 months, I can see between, videos and things. Like
4 months from June when we decided to do this.
Oh, yeah. No, for real.
Wait. Can we also – I just want to throw this in. There's been so many times that we'll be at Disneyland or, like, wherever, and – or we got invited to an event, but they're like, maybe we should pass. But then we'll look at each other and say, no, we need to get research for the podcast. So there'd be so many times we would be doing stuff. We're like, no. Like, what if this brings a huge story that we're so excited to talk about on the podcast?
Which I do appreciate, because it's pushing us to live our lives more.
The same way that vlogging can be, with vlogging and Vlogmas, it's easy to be like, oh, well, if I do that, I'll get content for the vlog.
Exactly.
Like,
Vlogmas,
channel.
I always say, Vlogmas is my yes month. Like,
yeah, you just do anything and everything Christmas related.
4 a.m., they're like, hey, you want to do this? Yeah,
it's Vlogmas, let's do it. But even with this, I'm actually really grateful, because I feel like there's been times where I'm like, oh, like, that would be great for the podcast. We can talk about stuff, and it's making me live a little more, I will say.
Yay. I love that.
How did we get on this? I don't know.
Back
to lifestyle, yes, all of that perfect world.
All the content.
Being late bloomers.
I think, though, I feel like I've just really grown up a lot in a year, and I know.
But here is the thing. Okay.
Clap it out.
So we've talked about this earlier this year. We were saying that we always felt that we never hid anything from our viewers, ever.
Yes.
Ever. There was nothing to hide.
Yes.
Not like it was even ever bad, where I feel like earlier this year, there were times, you know, of course, whether it's like dating or just personal stuff, like whatever's going on, it was the first time where both of us felt like we kind of had to not talk about something.
Mm-hmm.
But that's normal to most people.
Yeah.
Where for us, I remember it being so hard because we felt like we were being fake, because we were hiding something. We're like, oh my gosh, I'm not talking about this.
Oh, completely. I would feel like Hannah Montana, honestly.
Yeah,
At one point, I sat down, I was like, this is like actually really hard for me to do, because, you know, the thing is, like, for instance, I love going out on the weekends with my friends. I love going out and we go out at night and things like that. But that's a more recent thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in college, I would pride myself on the idea that I wasn't a party girl. If you watch any of my vlogs in college, it was like annoying. You know, when someone's like, I don't watch TV shows.
I don't do that.
I just don't do that. I was like, I don't party. Like, I've been to 5 frat parties, which granted, I didn't party at that time, and that's fine. But now, I'm 23. I like to go out with my friends. It's fun. I think that's fine. But I felt like I couldn't share that with my channels, because not that it was inappropriate, not that I was being dumb or irresponsible. Like, I'm totally fine.
Exactly.
It's just I was like, oh, I can't talk about this because in the past I said I don't. So, like,
and
I can't do
perfect
that.
Tumblr,
exactly.
Whatever. Like, my life's perfect and I'm, like, just everything's happy and butterflies. And, yeah, and I felt that way when it came to my break, because I was definitely feeling burnout for so long, but I felt like I couldn't talk about that. And then it made me vlog different, because we all know I can't hide my feelings. If I'm feeling a certain way, I can't. It's really hard for me because I feel like I feel like hypocritical or in some way. I don't know. That's the whole thing. But I remember for the first time feeling so distant from my vlog channel, because I was being happy and I was, you know, vlogging like normal, but deep down I knew I wasn't into it as much or whatever, and it made it harder. And I think that's something we also bonded over, and the fact of like, oh, we've always painted ourselves to look like this.
Yeah. But
or not even to look like that.
The thing is, because it was us. It was.
Exactly.
We've just changed. Not even changed. We've grown.
Grown.
And
there's a difference between change and growth.
Oh, yeah. And we've grown a lot in the past 4 months.
And that's so normal for people.
Oh, yeah.
But I understand why viewers look at you and are like, oh, I miss the old Remy. I miss the old Alicia. Mm-hmm. I miss the old this. Mm-hmm. But in reality, like, no one wants to stay that way for, you know, growing, like, that's, yeah.
If you're not changing, you're not growing. And, you know, we're 23 and 25. We're not babies anymore.
Oh, sorry, that hurt when you said
I'm
that.
Sorry, I'm sorry. No, I know you hate that. But it's true. Like, we're young adults, and mm-hmm. we've got real issues. And
but I think, yeah, I think it's better to talk about that kind of, and that's why, again, I'm just so excited for this podcast to talk about that kind of stuff.
Oh, I agree.
And to normally when you edit a video or a vlog, you cut out so much. Mm-hmm. You cut out us thinking. We're this, we're leaving in us being like, oh, maybe that is that. Wait, is that that?
Like,
you know,
having these realizations, but just through a conversation.
Processing it. Yeah. Completely. And I think there's something really special about that. So I am really glad that we're doing this now. And I'm glad that we became friends now. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, I do think
timing
it was meant to happen
everything.
Now. Mm-hmm. And I don't, it's just, it's timing. So interesting.
It is. I think with doing YouTube too and like opening up like this mm-hmm. on a YouTube video, I've done a couple, you know, more recently. And even putting them up, I'm like, oh, okay, like who's going to watch this? What's going to happen every time I put it up?
Or people taking it wrong.
Oh, yeah, completely. And then doing, you know, 3 months ago, I did a video talking about where I was in with my weight loss and everything, and then with the friendship, and then with the guy. And I was like, oh, like this is going to be fine. It's like totally good. And then you know, It brought out, I didn't ever talk about this, but it brought out so much. Like you get, you know, you don't think people are going to watch, and you get texts that night of people watching.
Texts from specific people?
I'm just like, you know, a lot of drama from things like that. But, it, you know, with you, and it's hard to talk about it. It's hard to talk about it on my own. And you think about, oh my God, like what's going to come from this? What's going to happen? Things like that. But with this,
and
it's just
conversation
so
is so different. Like, just straight up to mm-hmm. camera. So I totally agree.
Yeah.
I feel like they understand that too.
I hope, you know? So. And I think as time goes on, they'll understand it even more.
Yeah.
As we figure it out, they'll understand
yeah.
it even more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, anyways, this was basically us just saying, hey, what's up? We have a podcast.
What's good? We're
and,
here.
Yeah, so, oh my God, I hope you guys are excited to hear us.
Oh my God. What can they expect from future episodes? Do you want to talk about that?
I feel like we already kind of hinted, but yeah. Oh my God. Anything and everything from what's it like being a YouTuber online, offline? How do you be a YouTuber and date? How do you, you know,
the struggles?
How do you even
that?
Meet people when you have millions of followers? Like that's just
That's a whole other thing. I really just want to talk about personal life.
Personal stuff.
And just kind of work my personal life out on here. I don't know if that's a bad idea.
No, it could be
your
therapy session.
This feels like therapy. This is better than the therapist that I was seeing, honestly. I'm not even kidding.
Oh my God. Well, anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Where can they hear more?
Well, don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe to Pretty Basic on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to your podcast.
And share it with your friends.
Yeah. If you've got any basic friends, send them this link.
Be like, hey, girl, you basic. Hey. You need to listen to this. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Not see. They'll
Dang
hear
it.
Us.
We'll hear, you'll
they,
hear
you
us.
You will hear us.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yes. Love you. Bye.
Bye.